accelerate security, and we're accelerating into one of our fantastic Women's Month the preview interviews, giving you an introduction to some of the most interesting and dynamic ladies on the Dolphin Coast. And right now, we're getting into a design-focused chat. Karen Overton is in the house. She's the lady behind Dandelion Designs, and you might already be familiar with the name. It's a reputation that has been growing, if I have my facts correct, for a decade now. This is the 10th year of Dandelion Designs doing sterling work on the Dolphin Coast. And Karen, welcome to the radio station. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Great to have you in the house. And I'm excited to find out more about the Dandelion Design story and then about your story, because let's focus on, you know, Women's Month there. But before we do, Dandelion Designs, 10 years, am I right? This is a big year for you.
This is our big year, yes. 10 years, it's a big milestone for us. So
a decade of excellence. And look, we've often got creatives in the studio, but design is a big focus area for us. But, you know, something about the Dandelion story is special. And the fact that, you know, you've got now 10 years behind you and a roster of really excited and happy clients who keep coming back. I want to know about what the Dandelion approach is and why it's different to some of the other operators that might be great on a sort of surface level. As I understand it, the Dandelion goes deeper. So let's talk about that and about the process, because I see that you've got a lot of clients that are like, you know, new builds or like really drastic projects that are totally gutting and starting from a blank slate as a sort of remodeling. Those are intimidating. It's not just like, you know, changing the wallpaper and putting down a different colored rug. Hey?
No, definitely.
How do you approach that?
A little bit more complicated. We like to we focus on turnkey design. We want to be involved from inception, so from before you even break ground on your new builds. And we hope to, we break it down into stages, so you can use us for any section of your build that you are requiring us for.
Yeah.
We have a look at your plans, we do a plan review and a design conceptual, so we look at the overall plans and do suggestions on layouts and just to ensure that the flow and the functionality of how you want to use your home or live in your home is carried throughout the build. We also deal a lot with the architects, with engineers, and make sure that the outside and the inside are talking to each other. So
that's such a big thing, hey? And to have that that multidisciplinary mindset and to be able to liaise and integrate with the different professionals, from the architects to electrical to, you know, plumbing even, and to make sure that a place doesn't just have a cool aesthetic interior look to it, but that you've got this consistent flow and style reflecting both outside and in, and then that it's actually a functional, livable space.
Yes.
You know,
it has to be practical. There's so many little things that you, as just a normal layman person, you wouldn't know, you know, about the electrics and the planning that goes into the electrics. And so we want to make that, we want to create something that's going to be practical for you living in your home, not somebody else living in their home. Exactly.
For you. Right. For you.
Yes.
Fit
exactly.
For purpose.
So we do electrical plans, the plumbing plans, we'll do the cabinetry layouts, and we correspond the electrical and the plumbing to those. We build onto your concept, so we already start with a styling guide from the beginning on the style direction that we're going to be following, and then we build onto that with the specifications, so flooring, your sandware, your lighting fixtures, your even to your plugs and switches.
Wow.
Your staircase layouts, designs, fireplace that you want, the braai that you love, the fire pit that you yeah, everything. And we design the walls and the finishes on the walls around those, and then we'll move into the more of a construction phase, which is when you are on site already and those items are being implemented and installed. We'll oversee those installations, make sure that it's in alignment with what the designs are, and make sure that you're getting what you're expecting to get.
So amazing.
Yeah.
This sort of process-driven, phased approach to work is really what I'm getting from this, is that is part of the Dandelion Design's point of difference. And we were just having a little chat off-air, and you were talking about this kind of trifecta, this triangle that you want to make sure is balanced on every project that you tackle. And what is that? What are those three spokes on the wheel?
Well, I always believe that you need a beautiful balance between form, function, and what your budget is, you know,
very important.
Yeah. So there's no point in having something that breaks the bank but looks beautiful but serves no point. There's no point in having something that works but it's really expensive and looks terrible.
Yeah.
It's just about finding that beautiful little triangle of perfection that works in all of those areas. Yeah.
But it's amazing how many really high-end spaces and homes on the Dolphin Coast get constructed and finished off, and you know, maybe there's a magazine feature on it, and it, you know, it looks great on Instagram. But you know, you hear the grumblings of the people that now have to live in these places, and they say, you know, it's so cold, and it's so, it's just not a functional, not a actually a homey space,
yeah,
for you know, various reasons. So it's, you know, aesthetics is one thing, but as you say, form, function, and then budget, very important to work with within those limitations. Limitations sometimes are a good thing. You know, they force you to be creative.
Absolutely, I feel that there's a, you know, every person lives in their space differently. If you've got a family, you have one way of living in a space. If you're an elderly couple, you have another way of living in your space. You kind of, if you're a young executive couple, you need probably more study space and more entertainment and those sort of things. So you really design around each person's way that they want to live in the house.
Yeah.
And that is the key. It's not about being... It's about those small little touches that you don't realize and can make a huge difference. If you've got a long passageway and you've got lighting all the way down, but you have to walk into your lounge to turn the light off when you go to bed, and walk down the dark passageway. It's little things like that, you know.
That become big things later on.
Yes, exactly.
So now you're getting the perspective. If you're just catching this midpoint of the interview, we're talking to Karen Overton. She's the lady behind Dandelion Designs. And for a decade now, been doing incredible work along the Dolphin Coast and beyond. I mean, I've no doubt that your client list extends far and wide, much further than just Belito. Am I right, Karen?
That's true. We did start out very small, and we took on everything and everywhere. But it was a really great experience for us to take on those jobs, because they are often the more challenging jobs that other people didn't really want to take on. And it forced us to get creative, to learn on our, you know, really quickly, and engage with people that were really grateful for our services. And we ended up forming amazing relationships with them, and they are still our clients to this day. So
brilliant. And where does the name Dandelion come from? Is there a special connection?
There is, actually, with my eldest daughter. Her and I used to go, before I started the business, her and I used to go and line a field behind our house and blow dandelions, and she would always say that, make a wish, Mom, what's your wish? And I always wanted my own business, and I always wanted something to help other people, and I wanted, so for them it's also a wish. What is your wish? You know, I want to give you your wish. So
wow.
I always thought it was a good
translation. That's special. I love that story, and that's what you're doing. You know, you're helping people create these dream spaces, working with what their needs are, with what their budget is, and tailoring it really to them as the client, as you know, the individuals that are going to be inhabiting this space, and making sure that it's a space that they love to be in, to live in, to work in, whatever it is.
Yes.
And tackling projects big and small, but from what I'm gathering, you've got a reputation for being the guys to call when you've got, you know, a really intimidating project, possibly. It's like, you know, new build, blank slate, or a radical renovation, and you need someone who's going to play well with other professions, whether it's architects or, you know, QSs or whatever it is. And is that your prior to starting Dandelion, what was your background?
I was actually doing ceramics when I got back from overseas, and with a friend of mine, we started a little ceramic studio, and then that went on to installing handmade ceramic tiles into wow. people's outdoor showers, and that then when I was walking through those houses, I was asking the developer, you know, who's sort of specifying what's going into these houses. He said, oh no, the QS in Joburg.
Oh, okay.
You can tell. Yeah. And I said to him, you know, if you'd like me to sort of get alongside you, I can just consult you and make sure all your color palettes are working together, make sure the spaces are practical. I've always had an eye, and I've always been a creative, so...
And are you, do you
this
still,
was a natural progression for me.
Do you still dabble in ceramics?
I wish.
For your
I
soul? You're far too busy now.
No, I follow some incredible local ceramicists like Kalki and even down in Nisner, the Akashic, and they are just, it was my idea of what where I wanted to go. I think life just evolved in a different direction for me, but it's always amazing to see what they are bringing out now. It's just so beautiful.
You've got that artistic dimension, and you say you've got that eye, and you bring that to the table with every project that you work on. And obviously, where there's a need to incorporate something special and a particular artistic offering, you can tap into that. But then often folks have their own ideas and their own existing art and artifacts that they want to incorporate into a space, and you're able to work with that as well, hey?
Absolutely. So we don't expect every client to run through every single phase with us. We don't insist that they go from inception right the way through to us doing the decor styling side of things. A lot of people have personal pieces that mean something to them. They want to find an artwork on a holiday that they've gone on with their husband. They want, you know, pictures of their children. They've got a rug that their great aunt left them. They've got a coffee table from somebody that was a gift. Whatever it may be, what we like to do is offer them what they need us to do. And then if they've got all the pieces that they put into their home, and we can bring it together with them to create more a cohesive look and feel for their home that reflects them individually, yeah. not sort of what we want their home to look like. Obviously, it's nice to go in and get given a blank canvas and paint your painting all over it, but it's not always what everybody wants, so we don't insist on that. You just use us for what you need us for, and we'll do the best that we can to give you the best service we can.
That's brilliant. And look, that's why 10 years down the line, the Dandelion brand is still going strong, going stronger than ever, in fact. And I have no doubt that the next 10 years are going to hold some really exciting projects and adventures for you and the team.
Yes.
And for anyone listening to this now who's intrigued and who might have a project and might be keen to test you out on a little slice of that project to see if there's a good fit and if you live up to the hype, which obviously you do. But what's the best way to start the conversation and to connect with you, Karen, and the team at Dandelion Designs?
You can contact us on our Instagram. You can DM us and we'll get back to you. We offer a 1-hour consultation just to come in and you know,
connect,
and see if we're the right fit for you. In that consultation, we'll also give you, if you're wanting any advice on sort of layouts in your room with your existing furniture, we can help you with that. We can steer you in any direction. If you're wanting to maybe renovate, offer you, you know, different packages for that and really tailor make it for you.
Amazing stuff. And for anyone listening to this who maybe they're toying with their own little vision board or style pin board and trying to plan their renovation or a dream house build, any advice that you would give after your years in the game?
I would always say you should probably make sure that you choose your contractors really well. And that's why even a consultation with an interior designer can at least point you in the right direction of choosing the right contractors. We have worked alongside our contractors and suppliers for years and years and years and have built up incredible relationships with them, and find that the reason why we can produce such good work is actually because of our incredible suppliers and contractors. And even if we are pointing you in that direction and you decide to do the builds with them and whatever it may be, and later on we can come and join you for just the styling or whatever, we're very happy just to point you in the right direction because we want you to get the best value for your spend and with the right people.